for Hits Radio.
Ooh, I'd leave it all.
George Ezra, Budapest, Tuesday morning. Hi, I'm Daryl.
Ooh, for you. I'd leave it all.
This is the Hits Radio Breakfast, Danny from the script in the building.
Oi, oi.
Okay, man, how are you doing?
I'm really good.
This is the first time that you and I have ever met.
It is indeed, yeah. What's your first impression?
He's tall,
isn't he?
Tall, dashing, handsome.
Dashing. I don't even know what that means.
Because we see you on the telly and that, and you think, oh, yeah, he's a good-looking guy, and, like, you know, girls are digging you, aren't they? Girls are into you and that kind of thing. And I thought, and you're never quite sure, like, how it's going to be in person. Man, you're a good-looking man.
I appreciate that. You're not too bad yourself.
Thank you. I think you're lying. So, album straight to number one.
Yeah, I know, yeah. You sound as surprised as I was.
No, I'm not surprised. I'm appreciating it.
Yeah, again, here we are, fourth album in, and we're still killing it, you know, which is really surprising. It feels like yesterday we released our first album.
I was running, which doesn't happen very often, the other day, and We Cry came around on the iPod.
Really? Yeah.
I thought, God, I forgot about this.
I know, this is good.
That must feel like just a million years ago.
It was 2008, yeah. So, I mean, what are we now, 2014?
Yeah.
So, well, time flies when you're having fun. We've been having a hell of a time, you know. Even just past The Voice, I'm sure people are thinking where are they gone. So we went around the world. We took a studio tour bus with us, so it was like a tour bus, but it had a studio in the back.
Okay.
So we were touring around with One Republic in the States, and every place we stopped, we'd pull the studio up, do the show, and then use the juice from the show straight after we come off stage and go straight onto the studio bus and start recording.
Nice.
So it was a really nice nice way of kind of combining the two things.
I saw a picture, I think, on your Twitter maybe last week of a show that you were doing. I could possibly New York, because you were out there a couple of weeks ago, right?
Possibly, yeah.
You guys were on stage and you were kind of like mid-jump.
Right.
Right, which was obviously a beautiful moment, a beautiful moment captured brilliantly. But I wanted to bring up the jump with you, because obviously there's a mug-busted issue here as well, isn't there? Who really owns the jump?
Michael Jordan.
Oh, okay.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah, okay.
All McBusted and all the script have done it to prove is that the movie is correct. White men can't jump.
I don't know about that. I don't know, you look pretty good at that.
I used to do it on just in the very, very last part of Hall of Fame. A lot of things happen, though. When I jump up in the air, my chain gets caught around my ear.
Oh, God.
So there's a lot of me like standing there like, yeah, but there's a chain up around my ear, you know. So it's not very elegant looking.
Have you had any on-stage injuries?
Oh, loads. I've been in an audience in Belgium, and I was walking through the crowd. Like, part of my show was that I don't even use security. I'll just go into the crowd and then try and make my way all the way through the crowd.
Okay.
It's death-defying. It's amazing. So I was walking through the crowd this one time. This guy grabbed me by my crotch.
Okay.
Right, he came underneath my legs, grabbed me by the crotch, and I got a good hold of it and just pulled it down.
Oh my God.
I'm mid-song at this stage. Right, so I kind of looked around, I turned around, and he's like, he was mouthing to his friend, like, I grabbed his crotch.
Oh my God.
And he turned around, and all he seen was me just like flying through the audience with my fist in the air. Just like, bang. I clapped him with my mic hand as well. So what he hears, like, all over the arena. I finished the song. Him and all his friends started like coming at me. Like, it was a proper fight in the middle of a song. It was crazy, yeah.
You are a very wise man, Danny.
Thank you.
I think it's fair to say. You've travelled a lot. You've seen a lot of the world. You've been a part of a lot of very important things, a lot of important movements. Wise.
I'm just there. It's like more like Forrest Gump version of being there than anything else.
Just fumbling your way through. So we've got some people that want to speak to you and have got possibly like dilemmas and issues. We're going to do Danny Direct.
Oh, I love it.
If that's all right with you.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, so we're going to get these guys on the Hits Radio Breakfast after this.
The Hits Radio.
This is the Hits Radio Breakfast. Danny from the Scripts is still with us this morning. You okay, man?
Yeah, really good.
All good?
Really good. Yeah, I'm ready to go.
We've got some people on the phone right now who want to put some dilemmas to you.
Right, I'm ready to be the Jeremy Kyle.
Well, yeah, we were thinking we could like pitch this as a proper TV show.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Okay, so I think that we can go to Chloe first. Chloe, hi.
Hello.
Hello, Chloe. You are in Barnstable, right?
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Chloe, welcome to Danny Direct. What would you like to say to Danny?
Well, basically, I've been friends with this guy for 15 years.
Yep.
And we go everywhere together, do everything together. And about a week and a half ago, he told me that he'd been in love with me for about a year and a half.
Yep.
Oh.
And my problem is I don't know whether to risk our friendship for this relationship or put our friendship first.
In a way, he's already kind of put you at a bit of a difficult situation, because he's already said to you that he's interested in you. Was he waiting for your answer on this?
He's given me about like a couple weeks to think about it.
Okay, well, how do you feel? Genuinely, how do you feel about it?
I'm in one of those situations where like I really want to try.
Yeah.
But then if it goes wrong, I don't want to risk losing my best friend. Mm.
Well, you know what? It's actually quite interesting, because a lot of people do it the other way around. What they'll do is they'll go into a relationship and then try and become friends with that person. That's probably my problem right now, is that I can't find somebody. We go past the dating stage, we do all that type of stuff, but then it's actually trying to get to become good friends with them. That's the really hard part, trying to find someone that you'll, spend the rest of your life with. But I think if you've already known him for 15 years and you are good friends and you are the best of friends, and I think, if you find him, attractive looking, I'd say go for it, I'd say try it. You go out on a few dates, have a kiss or two and see how it goes. If it starts to feel weird, you'll both feel it being weird,
If you don't go for it now, you're going to have, for the rest of your like, friendship with this person, it's going to be the thing in the room, isn't it?
Yeah. It's best.
The elephant in the room.
And if he really is a really good friend, you might be able to talk it through and go, right, well, we did try at one stage to make a go of it, but it didn't work.
Okay.
That's enough.
God, well, I got deep there, didn't it? Wow.
Yeah.
I like that.
Nice.
It's good.
Charlie.
I learned a little bit about myself there, too.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I was going to say for you as well, you must have that, is this girl just a crazed fan who wants to spend time with me?
He wants to cut off my skin and wear it to her next birthday.
Or is she actually, does she actually want to date me properly?
Yeah, it's tough, I'm just trying to find someone who can actually be, a mate of yours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm just trying to find someone with a mix of both.
Chloe, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I hope that helps.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to go to, we've got Charlie in Cambridgeshire on the phone next, I think. We're going to go to Charlie next. You good for some more Danny Directs after this?
Absolutely. Give me some more Charlie.
more with Danny from The Script after this on the Hits Radio Breakfast.
The Hits Radio.
Oliver's with Trevor McCoy on the Hits Radio Breakfast. 22 minutes past 8. Hi there. This is Daryl. Good morning. This is the Hits Radio Breakfast. Danny from The Script is here. Morning.
Morning.
So we're doing Danny Direct.
Danny Direct, and next up,
We just had Charlie. Chloe in Barnesville. Charlie's on the phone right now. Charlie, what is your dilemma that you would like to bring to Danny Direct?
Hello.
Hiya, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Have you got a question for Danny on Danny Direct?
Basically, my friend keeps on asking me to go round there, but she has loads of rats running around her house and it really smells. What do I do?
So your friend keeps inviting you round to her house?
Yeah.
But there's rats?
Yeah, and it really, really smells, but I don't know what to say, and I don't know whether to go round there or not, because I don't like rats.
Put it down to an erratic fear of rats. Do you know what I mean? If you turn around and you're like, listen, I've got a phobia of rats. I just freak out when I get a rash and all these kind of things. I think you might get away with it, because anybody will get away with anything if they have a rational fear. Like Mark, our guitarist, is scared of wasps. If we were in a moving car and a wasp got in that way, he would jump out like George Michael. He really would. He would just go straight head over heel, straight out and turf himself out onto the road. But I think it's quite logical, because I know for a fact if a wasp entered any room in the world, Mark is going to leave that room.
Really?
So I think if you turn around and it's like, I have a phobia of rats, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So does your friend know that there are rats in the house?
Yeah, they're her like pet rats.
Oh, they're her pet.
Oh, they're pet rats?
Yeah.
So they're not just there because it's dirty.
Are they in a cage, or are they kept underneath the house?
I'm not too sure. I think they're in a cage, but still, like, she lets them run around the house, and just creeps me out.
Wow. Where are parents at this? Are the parents living here?
Yeah, well, they love them.
Oh, they love the rats.
Because they're pets for their home. But they really creep me out.
Yeah. I think maybe there's a deeper conversation to be had here.
I think we need to get child services involved.
For aftercare. Exactly. Okay, so maybe use the I'm scared of rats thing.
Yeah.
Okay, and get her over to your house, maybe.
Okay, I will do.
Wicked. Thanks very much for your question.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye, Charlie. Bye-bye.
The problems kids have these days.
I know. It's not like when we were growing up, is it?
Isn't it?
I think that went well. I think Danny Direct is a success.
Good,
I enjoyed that.
Good, yeah.
Can we, before we play a song on the radio, can we talk about David Guetta?
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course.
Because he's just recently announced that on his new album, you guys are going to feature.
Yeah, yeah, we wrote a song together. It's really strange for us to be on a dance record, considering what kind of style of music we do. So
you're sort of guaranteed a hit, aren't you? I mean, you guys and David Guetta.
I think so, yeah. If it ends up being a single and it's a song that people kind of gravitate towards, then that'd be great, you know. But as I said, there's some other heavy hitters on there. You got Ryan Tedder, John Legend, Alicia Keys, you know, to name a few. So, yeah.
Big album.
Yeah, it's going to be a big, big album.
And you guys are, so you're on tour right now. Should we do the whole year? Good on February.
Yes.
I've got some dates. Should we do the whole, like, when?
We'll give them all that.
Okay. Glasgow, Aberdeen, Newcastle, Leeds, Birmingham, Sheffield,
yes,
Cardiff,
yes,
Nottingham,
yes,
Liverpool,
yes,
Manchester,
yes,
twice Manchester,
yes, yes,
Bournemouth,
yes,
Brighton,
yes,
London.
We're playing all those places.
London again. Two nights at the O2, man.
I know, it's sick, isn't it?
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
February and March next year.
Yeah, amazing.
And please don't grab his crotch. Please don't grab his crotch.
Please grab my crotch.
Should we play your song? Should we play it on the radio?
Please, yeah.
Go ahead, so we'll introduce it.
This is our brand new song from our album called No Sound Without Silence. The song's called No Good in Goodbye. The Hits Radio.